Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good morning and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. It is Thursday morning, so we are talking about knowing God. And what we're really wanting to do is get on the same page He is. We know it's His job to reveal Himself, but it's our job to be available and to cooperate with Him. He doesn't want to be forcing Himself on us. Now, spiritually, you're already in complete agreement with Him. So part of our project here, part of our purpose here on this earth, is for our soul, which is our mind, will, and emotions, to line up with our spirit. So when we have the same priorities that God does, then we know that what we're actually putting our time and effort into is worthwhile. We don't want to be spending a lot of time and effort and our life here on things that weren't what really God was really trying to get us to pay attention to. Now, He has a purpose and a specific pattern for each one of us. So we don't need to be concerned about missing Him. But once He reveals Himself and starts drawing you, that's His signal that He's ready to reveal Himself. So even as we get into talking about the Lord's visits and the way He manifests Himself, makes Himself real, that's really all that manifestation is, makes Himself known to us. And that's something He does. We don't have to talk Him into it. This is what He wants to do. So we ask. We ask Him to reveal Himself. So we've been talking about ways that God reveals Himself physically to our physical senses. And we've talked about how He reveals Himself in the natural realm using our physical natural senses. We've already talked about how He reveals Himself by sight, by something we can see. And the only way, just as in anything else, the only way we will know what it is, who it is, why it is, and what to do with it, is to ask Him. Whether it's from Him or a manifestation of the enemy, either way, if we take it to Him, He will give us an explanation about what it is and what to do with it. Now, sometimes it's just ignore it. And sometimes we may have this wonderful, huge, you know, week-long supernatural experience where things are happening around us and we're caught up into different realms of experience. And God may say, I just wanted to encourage you. And if He does that, don't go out and write a book about it. Okay? If all He wanted to do was encourage you, and you're encouraged, He's done His job, and He's on to the next thing with you. So as we are making ourselves ready and available for the Lord to reveal himself in the physical realm. And as we're asking him to do that, we want to keep in mind that his purposes for it are for teaching and training. In other words, it doesn't necessarily mean anything. It doesn't have any particular meaning in and of itself. Most often, these kinds of manifestations, outward manifestations, are merely to get our attention. So what do? We give our attention. So I hope you're encouraged that this is, you know, fun. This is the way, one of the ways God draws us. There's nothing to be fearful of or fearful of being deceived. Why? Because we're always going to go to God, and he will never deceive you. He may not tell you everything you want to know, but he'll tell you everything you need to know. And in your spirit, you already do have complete and perfect understanding. So we've looked at the way God reveals himself to our physical eyes, and we've recognized that there's so much already going on in the supernatural realm that all we're asking is for an opportunity to see what is already going on. So it's not like our seeing it, all of a sudden more is happening. No, it's already there. We're just being given eyes to see. The veil that's being removed is over our eyes, not over what's happening in the supernatural realm. In other words, us seeing doesn't affect what's going on in the supernatural realm at all. Now, we will learn to interact, but we go there. In other words, we don't bring it into the natural realm. It's already in the supernatural realm and is not affected by what is going on in the natural realm. And if you've got any confusion about the three realms of reality, the spiritual, the supernatural, and the natural, there's a chart to help you get some greater understanding. We don't have time to go through it all each time. But check out the profile page. The first link there is the chart, the link to the chart. And that's available for you. And again, if you've got questions about the chart or anything else, you can always get in touch with me at diane@wecanprepare.org. So we're moving on to hearing from the Lord. And this is different than that internal hearing. What we're talking about here is the Lord manifesting himself, making himself real and known to us through audible sound. So here are some examples of the Lord making himself perceivable to our ears. And you may have experienced some of these things and just didn't know what to do with it. And it's pretty likely you have. So one fairly common is the phone ringing, your phone ringing. Now, I've had it where we've got all these gizmos on the phones now where you can tell what the last phone number was. And there's been times when the phone rang and I got up to get it and answer it, and the last number on the call log was someone I had just talked to, that there was no one in between. So either that phone didn't ring or I just heard the phone type of thing. And again, either way, doesn't really matter because we're not paying attention. The goal is not to pay attention to the sound. It's to pay attention to God and ask him, God, is this you? What do you want me to do with it? I'm here, Lord. You know, make yourself available. Now, I've not experienced this, but others have said that they've done the same thing with their phones and have come up with a phone number of 000000000. And they've taken that. That's the way God communicates with them. Let him know, yes, this is me. I want your attention. Now, another experience I've had with the phone is I've heard a phone ring that was one of those old-timey phones. In other words, I could tell it was a phone ringing, but it was certainly not any kind of a modern phone. It was like those old phones they used to have on the wall and that you had to place your call through an operator. But again, we don't focus on the importance is not the phone call, the phone ring. It's, okay, Lord, you've got my attention. I'm here for you. But it's just cool that, you know, God has fun. God is creative with these, the ways he makes himself known in the physical, to our physical senses, and that he likes to draw attention to himself in a variety of different ways. He's not limited. And so there may be odd sounds. There may be unusual sounds. There may be even scary sounds. Another thing I've heard, in fact, fairly recently, is crashing pots in my kitchen. You know, just the sound of, you know, like if there were 10 pots and pans stacked on the stove and they all fell over. I jumped out of bed. Now, I figured I've got a cat that likes to go in the cupboard, and I figured he just got in there and, you know, knocked him over inside the cupboard, and I thought I'd just go and check, make sure he hadn't locked himself in or that nobody was hurt. And I went down, and everything was absolutely quiet. There were no pots or pans anywhere. There, you know, all the cats were absolutely quiet still and were wondering why I woke them up. Well, that was, you know, God's way of getting me up, getting my attention. So all I did was give it to him. No big deal. So that's what we want to recognize, is our perception and our awareness is going to be heightened as you start to think, okay, that, you know, flash of light you just saw coming from the other room. Pay attention to it. That's all you need to do. You know, don't need to be concerned about, again, either being deceived or that this is something unusual. This is very usual. This is supposed to be our normal way of life here on this earth. We are limiting ourselves if we think that the senses that we are using now are the senses that we are to settle for. You know, we allow the perception that as we grow older, our eyes get worse and our hearing gets worse and everything about us gets worse. But that's not God's plan at all. As we are more and more allowing his life to flow through us, our physical senses, our physical being will be youthified and expanded and grow even more precise rather than the other way around. So we also change our expectations about what God is doing in our lives as we grow older. We, you know, think about, we so often talk about our belief systems, what we believe. Is it from God or is it just from other sources? And again, we think, okay, I'm going to serve God when I've retired, but by then I'm going to be so old and not want to you know, I don't have any energy, I won't be able to travel, I won't be able to do this, that, or the other thing. Or, you know, just the older you get, the more, you know, the less you have to offer. And what we want to just start turning that around is if you are using your time to be attentive and aware and responsive to God, you're increasingly becoming more valuable to God because you are more available to Him. It's not about your gifts or your talents or your skills or your resources. It's about your availability. He will do the training. He will provide whatever He wants you to have. You don't need to be concerned about being connected with the right group. It's be attentive. And it's attending to Him and being in that relationship with Him, with God. That's the only thing that will satisfy. We think if we can please God enough, if we can make Him happy, then we'll be happy too. We will be satisfied. But, you know, He doesn't need that. He is fully complete and entire in Himself. He's not looking for honor or glory or even you to help Him. He's already got you, 100%. So there's nothing you can do to please Him more than you already do, just by being you. So he's not keeping score on how you're doing. He's not going to grade you on how you're doing. It's all about, are you developing that relationship with Him? Knowing Him, having that intimate, supernatural relationship with Him. So other examples of the phone ringing. Now, of course, phone ringing, it may be when you pick up and maybe somebody was there and they hang up. You know, you check your call log and it's an unknown number. So what? Ask God. God, are you trying to get my attention? And He may say, yes, it has nothing to do with the phone, but yeah, I have been trying to get your attention. Or He may say, no, be about your business. And you know, sometimes He does do that. I think a lot of times we are hesitant to be responsive to Him because we think He's going to interfere in our lives. He's going to want all this attention. He's going to want all this time. Well, first, yeah. It's His time to begin with. He created it. And that, if that's one of your quandaries, you know, Lord, if I start paying attention to You, I won't have time for other things. You may need to talk to Him about that. You know, you're saying other things are more important than Him. Okay, so you may need to bring that to Him and say, you know, I just realized that I've got my own priorities and I'm afraid of knowing You because I don't want You to interfere with those priorities. I like doing things my way. But here's the kicker. You throw in there, Lord, I'm willing for You to change that. Give me a desire for the satisfaction that comes only from knowing You. Don't let any of these other things satisfy. Only what comes from You. Because really, you know, that's really what we're up to, is we want to be satisfied. At rest, at peace, with joy. And these temporary pleasures that we have, these efforts at control, those are all to keep change from happening. It's a way to, you know, that control is a measure of satisfaction. But once we start experiencing the satisfaction of knowing God, that other level of satisfaction, the self level, will not be enough. Taste and see that the Lord is good. We taste first. Try it. He's already going to do it now. So, in fact, let's just start right here and just say, Lord, we've already talked about the sight. Let's let him, give him permission to reveal himself to our physical eyes. Lord, we just do that right now. We give you permission, and we will pay attention as you reveal yourself in the physical realm to my physical eyes. And when you do that, Lord, I will just turn to you and say, Lord, is that you? What do you want me to do with this? And I give you permission to do that anytime it's convenient for you. And I will learn how to handle things appropriately. I give myself permission to make mistakes, but I will always then try again. So, Lord, also with the hearing, we give you permission to make yourself known, make yourself real, audibly in the natural realm to our physical ears. And likewise, we will pay attention to those things that happen. And we won't discount them, and we won't put them on the shelf. And we will take them to you and ask, Lord, is that you? Is this something you want to draw my attention to? Or are you just drawing your attention, my attention to you? Lord, you want to talk. And we carve out the time as soon as possible to spend time with him. And don't be surprised, there are a lot of times when it's not about something. It's not that he's going to set you down in a chair and talk to you about, you know, a change you need to make, or your future or your past or another person or a revelation. He may just want to be with you. Okay, let that sink in. God just may be trying to get your attention so you'll come and spend time with him just because he wants to spend time with you. He likes you. He enjoys your company. He enjoys your presence. Sometimes that's the only purpose we can come up with to the Lord's drawing. So don't be thinking that because he didn't talk to you about something specific that you had missed him. No, he'll say, yes, it's me. Come and sit. And so we sit and we just let him be with us. Now sometimes he's doing deep things and changing us and drawing us, and we just don't realize it. And most of the time he's doing these changes without us even knowing what he's working on. He may even have us working on something totally different, just to keep us occupied while he does the heavy lifting. So just let him do that, and then at the very end, when 99% of the work is done, he lets us in on the last 1%. So we can see the work he's done and participate in the final change. So then we can appreciate what he's done in our lives. So more hearing. Along with the phone, phones are very, very common. Knocking on the door, on your front door, or your doorbell ringing. But when you answer, there's no one there. Again, these are same examples. It doesn't really matter whether maybe it was something else. You just ask God. This is just ways of getting your attention. Footsteps, but no one there. I this hasn't happened in a while, but I used to, for a real long time, I used to hear my garage door opening. I have an automatic garage door. And I'd be upstairs, and I'd hear the garage door open. That whirring sound and the creaking. And it's like, you know, wait a minute. Nobody else can be messing around with my garage door. And at first, I'd just go flying down the stairs and see what was going on. I'd look out the window first to see if there's a car in the driveway or something. You know, what's going on? And then I'd look out, and nope, the garage door was exactly the way I'd left it. That was just another way of God, you know, finding a noise that he knew would get my attention, and it sure did. That doesn't happen as much anymore. You know, you may hear a car door slamming. Even if it is a real car door slamming, okay, how many car doors slam? It may be a real phone ringing. It may be a real garage door opening. It may be a real anything in the natural. But when you go, oh, I wonder if that was God. Maybe you should ask. Because we don't need to make him do a trick. You know, make a physical noise to get our attention. What if he just used a, you know, an actual physical noise, neighborhood noise, household noise, and use it to get your attention just because he's moving. And your senses have now become attuned, your physical senses, and responsive. So that tap on the shoulder, you don't even need to look around to see who it is, because you know God wants to talk to you, that he's interrupting what you're doing and he wants your attention. Regardless of whether it was a real person or not, you know, okay, I need to pay attention to this, to something that God is talking to me about. So people and myself have even heard, you know, an audible voice calling by name or singing or even humming. All of these are pretty typical sounds that we probably hear throughout the day. As the Lord sharpens your senses, you will be able to distinguish those that are made by him to get your attention from those that are just day-to-day circumstances. At this point in time, don't worry about distinguishing them. He will make it a habit. It will become automatic. For instance, when you go out to your car, you grab your car keys and you put your key in the ignition and you turn it and the car starts and you've got a routine. You don't think about it anymore. And then sometimes even a break in that routine can throw the rest of the routine off. But you've got a routine you don't even think about. God revealing himself in the ways that he wants to will become routine. And they're meant to be. Because that's your true normal. Being united in him, complete and entire, spirit, soul, and body in him, that's your normal. Living out of relying on the limited truth and perception that your physical senses are providing for you, that's abnormal. That's less than normal. God is bringing you back or into your identity, who you truly are as a spirit being. So as he quickens your senses, it will become much more comfortable than you're experiencing now. So go through the training and you'll come out as who you truly are. So we'll be getting back together again on Saturday at 9. I'll see you then. Thanks for tuning in. This has been Diane Thomas of Prepare Radio.